sins. Share should be a special schus for Avi Mar and Imi Marasi Shayichyu. A schus Moshita ben Peshadina, Rabam Shraga ben Malka Esther. Rami Yisrael ben Ramoshe Mordechai, they shall have bracha batzlacha b'chom ha'seyedeyem. We are going to be discussing the fascinating sugya of Tanai b'mitzvahs. And there's a lot to say about this, a lot has been written about it. Hopefully we'll see neflos mitoras Hashem. It's very well known, the eights of the Avnei Nezer and Aruch Chaim and Shinpei Aleph. Person's getting close to Chatzos on Leil Pesach, and he hasn't, he's not even close to the Afikoman. Somebody told me this year that he didn't even come close, you know. Time just kept going fast, and he wasn't even close to the Afikoman by Chatzos. So, Avnei Nezer gives an Eitzah. He says, make it tonight. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who holds that Achilas HaPesach is until Chatzos, it says the Avnei Nezer, there's no Isser to eat the Afikoman, there's no Isser to eat after the Afikoman until Chatzos. So say like this, if the Halach is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and the Din is you have to eat the Afikoman, the Pesach, and the Afikoman until Chatzos, so then the Matzah meeting now, before Chatzos, should be the Afikoman. And don't eat, and then comes Chatzos, now you're out of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah territory, and now you're in Rabbi Akiva territory. Rabbi Akiva says you can eat the matzah and the Pesach till the morning. So then right there, at 3 in the morning, when you eat your Afikoman, you're eating it with Rabbi Akiva. So you yotzei meman afshach, and you didn't eat after the Afikoman, because according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you're allowed to eat the Afikoman after Chatzos. You're allowed to eat after Chatzos, as long as you ate the Afikoman before Chatzos, you didn't eat until Chatzos. Now you're cool. And according to Rabbi Akiva, you're allowed to eat the whole night. So when you're after your Afikoman later, you're Yotze. And this Avnei Nezer spawned a great deal of discussion and excitement in the Batei Medrash. So that's the first Tanai B'mitzvahs that we are discussing, the famous Eitz of the Avnei Nezer, which again is not so pashut that such a Tanai works, or that such a Tanai is necessary, or that you can make Tanai B'mitzvahs. So let's see. The Makor of the Din Tanai B'mitzvahs we find by Sfiras Omer, the Beis Yosef, Tuf Pei Tes. Brings the psak of the Abu Dram, Kosev Arab David Abu Dram, the Machzor Vitri, Hamispali Matzibur Bod Yom. If somebody's davening by day with a tzibur, he counts without a bracha. And he says that if I remember tonight at home, I'm going to make a bracha kedin. And I'm not Yotze now. And if I don't remember, if I forget, I count it now. So the Magen Avraham explains the Psak of the Abu Dram, he's counting Al Tanai. That it's better to count after dark. But he is not yet after dark. So he doesn't want to count with a bracha. So it could be we're talking here Bein Hashmashes, or maybe after Plag. Uncle Panim, he wants to count when it's from Night Vaday. So he makes his Pashta Tanai. He says that if I remember later, then I'm not Yotze now, I'm Yotze later, with a bracha. And if I don't remember later, then I'm Yotze now. So that's one din of Tanai we see by Sefiras HaOmer. In Simen Mem Vav, the Rama Paskins, that it's good when you say it in Olam Yehadam, say Shema. Because sometimes, as the Magid Avram explains, the Tzibur doesn't get to Kriya Shema in time. Fahim Shoim at Tzibur, Vachem Yom Rebuchol Pam, Chloe Chavin Latzis Elim Ken Yarish at Tzibur Yavizman Kriya Shema. Shlavru Mutav Latzis Yidei Kriya Shema at Tzibur, Likros Osa Kedina Vrachasev Litzmach Gula Tfila. So Rama says to reach Shema with Olam Yehadam. Magen Avraham says, because, but don't be Yotze. Only be Yotze if you're not going to make it. If you're not going to make Shema in time, then be Yotze now. If you're going to make Shema in time, then don't be Yotze now. Rabbi Kiveger says, so if you're not sure, you're afraid that you're going to miss Man Kriya Shema, then be Mechavim B'derech Tanai. If we're not going to make Shema in time, I'm Yotze now. And if I'm going to make Shema in time, then I'm Yotze, then we're Yotze with the brachas. It's better to be Yotze with brachas. And then he references the Beis Yosef, making the Tanai about Sefiras HaOmer. So you see that Rabbi Kiveger here is Mechadish the Din of Tanai. I'll be the Tanai, that's the Mashma from the Abu Dharam and the Beis Yosef, that you can make a Tanai by Kriya Shema. So that's Tanai number two. We have Tanai by Sefiras HaOmer when you're reading it earlier, Tanai by Shema, reading it without the brachas, and now we have number three, Simen Kuf Zayin. We also have the Eitzah by much later by of the Avnei Nezer by Afikomen. We have in Simen Kuf Zayin, if you're Mesupik, if you daven Shemin Esrei, you daven again, and you don't have to be Mechadish Badover. Normally for Tefillas Nedarim, you have to be Mechadish Badover, you have to say something new. Mr. Baruch explains, Chosam Smal Mas Navi Omritz, it's like this. Make a Tanai. If I didn't daven, then this should be my obligation. And if I daven, then it should be in a Dava. And even though Suffolk Medivrei Sofrim, you go Lakula, nevertheless, here you go back and daven because halavai shispal kol yom b'taras nedava. Halavai, you should spend all day. Rav Kook has a shtickle at the beginning of his siddur. The neshama is always davening, so give it expression, daven all the time. So normally we say if you want to do an nedava, b'seder, be mechadish b'dover. But here you might not have daven. You don't need a chiddush because the biggest chiddush is that you yotze yedei sveiko. That's a chiddush. So be make it tonight. If I already daven, then this is not davening. This is in a dava, this is in a chiyuv. And if I didn't daven, then this is my chiyuv. Another tanai, hanachas tefillin. Rabbeinu Tam. Shulchan Aruch Lamed Dalet, yarei shemayim yetze yidei shneim. Make two pairs of tefillin. Wear both of them. And have kavana. The tefillin, that's correct. I want to be yotze. And the other tefillin are keretzuas ba'alma. Otherwise, you're over on Baal Tosif. You don't want to be over on Baal Tosif or in periods of tefillin. So, b'mineach al tanai. Another case of tanai is cholamoid. Shulchan Aruch Lamed Aleph Paskins, that you're not allowed to lay tefillin on cholamoid. The Ramah is masig. Now, cholamoid is chayv in tefillin. B'chay nogim b'chol glilos elu. Interesting, in Eretz Yisrael, categorically rejected this Ramah, even for the Ashkenazim. There are those who are Meniach B'tzina, but in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is if you go into shul, you're not going to see tefillin. It's once in a shtibul, and a guy puts on tefillin, Chol HaMoed. This is maybe 25 years ago, in the Rav of the shul. I don't want to say the name of the shul or the Rav of the shul, but he got very angry. Very angry. It's like Chilul Yantif in his eyes. So Ramah says to wear tefillin chutzlar, some people wear tefillin. Eretz Yisrael, even the Ashkenazim generally don't. So that's the machlokes. Do you wear tefillin on a chol hamoed? Do you not wear tefillin on a chol hamoed? So the Ramah says to break the bracha silently. Ein mevorachem b'kol b'ram b'beit ha'knesses. The Mishnah Berurah writes, perish mishum d'yesh menichem v'yeshenu menichem o'ein mevorachem. Yesh levorach b'chashai. Yesh levei de machlokes. You don't want to come to machlokes. Therefore, make it quietly. Achronim eskim l'dasa taz. And Achronim say like the taz, to do what? To wear the tefillin without a bracha. Brachas aren't ma'akev, suffik brachas l'hakel. Especially according to the Gra, who says there is no yeshomrim. Ramah says yeshomrim, you wear tefillin on chol hamoed. The Gra halpnish thereby. He wasn't holding with that. So therefore, definitely don't make a bracha. And Mishnah Berurah says, before you put on the tefillin, you should think to yourself, if I'm a chuyev, I'm wearing them l'shem mitzvah. And if not, I'm not wearing them l'shem mitzvah. And then, yotzei l'kulei alma. Because if it's really the right time, then you're beseder gomri, you're gavaldik. And if it's not the right time, then you're also gavaldik, because you're not wearing them. You're making a tanai. You're making a condition, only if you're a chayiv. And it's only a zilzul b'chol ha-moed that you're saying it isn't yantiv, because chol ha-moed's yantiv, right? It's a moed. Not yantiv mamish, but it's moed. That's why it's chol ha-moed. It's an interesting mixture of the two. So it's not a zilzul because you don't have kavanah l'shem mitzvah if you're not chayiv. So here again you have tefillin al tanai. So that gives us, including the Avnei Nezer, it gives us six examples of tanais and mitzvahs. Another one, sitting in sukkah and chutz laretz in the eighth day. Mamanav shach, if you're mechavin l'shem mitzvah b'yeshiva, so you're over b'baal tosif. And if you're mechavi not to be yotzei, then you're not yotzei yeshiva sukkah b'chutz laretz mishum sveka diyoma. What do you do? The answer is, sit in the sukkah and make a tanai. Today's the seventh day. I want to do a mitzvah. If it's the eighth day, Shmini Atzeres, I don't want to do a mitzvah. Ein chasim sofer evan ezer chelik beisim and tzadi. Tanai b'kiyum, it's a sukkah. So now that we have all these examples of doing mitzvahs b'tanai, so we can look at the Heilige Avnei Nezer and say, b'seder gamor, you say tanai, we're holding by tanais and mitzvahs. However, this ikar of inyan of doing a mitzvah with a tanai is a tmiyat tsuma. For amdu b'tmiyah zu gedolei aposkim. The Oneg Yontif, Arachayim Simen Gimel, Chasim Sofer, Evan Ezer, Chelik Beis, Simen Tzadi, Agoyin Reb Shimon Rizovsky, who says this kasha in the name of his Rebbe, Reb Shimon, V'chein Amdu B'zeh Od Me Rabu Seinu. All the dinim of Tanaim we learn from Tanai B'nei Gadu B'nei Ruven, like we see in numerous places in Shas. And one of the klalim that we see in the sugya of Suvis, that find Dalet Amid Aleph, is that you only can make a tnai if it's a milsa de'isa b'shlichus, or milsa de'lesei b'shlichus, lesei b'tnai. If there's shlichus, there's tnai. There's no shlichus, there's no tnai. And therefore, it says there that chalitza can be done with a tnai, even if the tanai wasn't fulfilled. Because there is no tanai b'chalitza. Because let's say b'shlichus, no shlichus, no tanai. So now, Tzarechiyun Gadol. Ketzed Mahani Tanai B'Kiyum Mitzvahs. How does a Tanai work in Mitzvahs? V'alu Yevshul Aniach Tefillin Likro Kriya Shema Lisparam Adei Shliach. A mitzvah can't be done with a shliach. So how do you make a tanai for a mitzvah? Can I appoint somebody? I want to sleep in this morning. I text my friend before I go to sleep. I don't even know how to text. Forgive me. But I'm assuming I can learn at some point. But right now I'm pretty happy where things are for me right now in the place I am. But in theory, I'm assuming that everyone listening to this knows how to text. You're ahead of me. So you text your friend before you go to sleep and you say, I want to sleep in tomorrow morning. You say Kriya Shema for me. Can you do that? Niet. You say to your friend, listen, I'm taking Sfiras Omer off this week. I want you to do Sfiras Omer for me. You can't do it. So since mitzvahs are not bishlichos, at least many of the mitzvahs, they're also not b'tanai. So how do you make a tanai b'mitzvahs? So the Gedolei Achronim that we mentioned, Oneg Yamtif, Chasim Sofer, Shimon Shkop, others, they say, how do you do a mitzvah b'shlichus? It's not b'tanai. How do you do a mitzvah b'tanai? It's not b'shlichus. They have to go together. And Taka the Oynig Yontif and Simon Gimel writes, Sheyevshel Ahasis is Kiyom HaMitzvahs Mishim Shalese B'Shlichus. You can't make a Tanai for mitzvahs. Because ain't no B'Shlichus, ain't no B'Tanai. Aye, but what about everything we just saw? We saw all the posts and we say you can do a mitzvah. So how are we going to explain all the mitzvahs that you're doing but tonight? So the Mishkan Asyankif was omer on this kasha, and his miyashiv as follows. So what's the reason? What's the svara? Says the Mishkan Asyankif that you can't make a tanai if there's no shlichus. What's the kesher? What's the svara that tanai and shlichus are dependent on each other, interdependent? So Tosin Ksubis writes, "Even Torah Masvara Yesh Kan Delogar Mina Meosim Elin Yin Mashu Besvara." So Tosa says the svara. The reason there's an interdependency between Tanai and Shlichus is that if you can appoint a Shliach, that means that it's in your hand. It means that you're in control of it. It's Bereshuso, it's Bebaaluso. And therefore, if it's Bereshuso Baaluso that you can make a Shliach, it's also Bereshuso Baaluso. It's in your domain, it's in your possession, it's in your under your ownership that you can also make a Tanai. Masha'en Kane. If you can't make a shliach, so that's a chisaron and you're bailus, and therefore you can't make a tanai. So now we can say that that's all shayach in chaluyot and kinyanim, in different types of things that are chal, different halachic effectations, things that take effect halachically, and kinyanim. So if it's in your control to make a shliach, it's also in your control to make a tanai. Mashenkein b'mitzvahs. Other Abba, you have to be mekayim the mitzvah yourself. It's your mitzvah. And therefore you can't do them with a shliach. ubezeh be'emes hadavar b'legamrei b'reshuso b'yada. It's so yours that you can't do it al-yidei shliach. When it comes to a chalos or a kinyan, so if you can't make a shliach, it shows that it's not under your control. It's not yours. So how can you make a tanai? But a mitzvah is completely up to you. So since a mitzvah is completely up to you, that means no shlichus, because it's completely up to you, but that means yes tanai, because it's completely up to you. So here one can argue back. One can argue there's no chisaron if there's no shlichus, and you can still make a tanai, because the reason there's no shlichus is because it's completely up to you. Ah, that holds that it's you have a hold, it's under your control, under your domain. Hashem came when it comes to kinyanim, there if you can't make a shliach, that shows that it's not under your control, therefore you can't make a tanai. But mitzvahs, you can't make a shliach because you're so obligated, and since you are so obligated, it's completely yours. So the gamrei b'reshuso b'yado, so much so that you can't make a shliach. Mimele, you can make a tanai. Chasim Sofer, we mentioned earlier, answers this kasha that even though mitzvahs tefillin or sukkah, you can't be makayim al-yidei shliach. Nevertheless, since the ikar shem mitzvah efshar la'asos al yidei shlichus, because there are mitzvahs that can be done b'shlichus, you can also make a tnai. And we don't require that this specific mitzvah be done with shlichus. He compares it to what Tosfos writes in Naziris b'tnai, even though b'foal you can't be makabel Naziris al yidei shlichus, since there are instances where shlichus does work by nazirus, like Tosis writes in Nazirus, so you can also make a tanai in your nazirus. And the klal is, you don't need shlichus b'fo'al. In this maisa, it's enough that you have a shlichus in the ikar shein mitzvah. As long as in the ikar shein mitzvah you can make a shliach, so maybe you can also make a tanai, because there are mitzvahs where there's shlichus. And also, as is pointed out by the Sefer Ol Moed, when it comes to mitzvahs, the reason there's no shlichus is not because it's not in your hand. The reason there's no shlichus is that it's, like the Ketzel says famously, that mitzvahs that are al gufo shel adam, you can't appoint a shliach. It's because it's on your guf. So that doesn't prove that it's not in your hand and that you can't make a tanai. When it comes to chaluyos and kinyanim, so if you can't appoint it, why can't you appoint a shliach? Because you don't have bialis over this. You don't have. It's not completely under your control. You can't decide. That's why you can't make a shliach. So if there's some type of chalos or kinyan where you can't make a shliach, you also can't make a tanai. Because not being able to make a shliach proves that it's not so much in your power, like chalitza. It's not in your jurisdiction. So you also can't make it. You can't make a shliach, and you also can't make a tanai. It's the same svara. But by mitzvahs, it's a different svara. The reason you can't do a mitzvah with a shliach is because it's not your guf. It has nothing to do with the tanai. Could be it's completely under your jurisdiction, but your guf isn't going to be doing the mitzvah. So you can't appoint a shliach, but that doesn't negate the capacity to make a tanai. So we have a lot more to talk about, and Emir Tashem, in the next shiur we will continue forward and see more niflaos mitoras Hashem, and there's just a welt to talk about, loads and loads of ideas, So please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.